Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I want to talk to you guys about an herb that is both loved and hated. You can find it foraging and all types of uses, so join me to learn about this herb. If you talk to anybody, they will have a very good opinion about dandelions. They will either hate them if they want a nice beautiful lawn, or if they're a forager, they may love them. So the dandelion is found in so many places. It grows wild, and while there is a kind of a myth that says that dandelion will only grow where the soil is bad, that's quite not true because it will grow almost anywhere. I have found them in my compost piles and in my garden beds, so I definitely know that they will grow just about everywhere. But they are definitely frequented more, they grow definitely way more in my rocky area than I would say like anywhere else. They, I think, just like rocks and concrete. So it is a wonderful herb though. I think one of my favorites, and the one when people say that they're interested in learning about foraging, is the one I start them off with. And I think it's because it's easy to recognize. Like as a little kid, that's one of the very first ones you learn about as a dandelion. Anytime you do forage, make sure that you are foraging somewhere that is clean and that doesn't spray chemicals or anything like that. You want to be sure that anything that you choose to pick up, that it is definitely chemically free. And remember, before trying any of these, eating or any other uses of this, be sure to talk to your doctor. And I am not a doctor, so I can't tell you if you can or cannot, but just some things to think about when you're foraging. Okay, so all parts of the dandelion can be used, from the root to the stem to the leaves and to the flower. So most people don't know that the stem can be used. Interestingly, it was used during World War II when they were facing rubber shortages. They actually used this as a natural alternative. It had like a white sap. So the stem has like this white sap, and Native Americans used it for treating things like different parts of your skin. So eczema and corns on your feet and soften things like that. So I have a great recipe. I will share my YouTube channel. So be sure to check out the YouTube channel, but I have a recipe using all four parts of this plant. And, it also treats ringworm, which I found like, oh, that's awesome. Like, it's amazing how there's so much to have in nature. Now, I will say that with dyslexia, I always have a hard time remembering like, okay, what is what and how do I use it and which part do I use? And, you know, it can be a little overwhelming sometimes, but I have found that if I have a foraging journal, I'm able to draw and I'm able to doodle and write things down, and I can keep my recipes down there. And that works really, really well. I will link the one that I have found that works really well for me. I like it. It's like a leather case and it's just this beautiful paper. But I will definitely share that with you on the show notes as well. So let's talk about the roots. I think a lot of people are starting to become more aware of the roots because you see a lot of companies making this dandelion tea or dandelion coffee. And that's the roots. So what I have found is when I pull them up is to wet the area really well and to go down deep. Now I would use a tool, some kind of digging tool to go down deep to pull as much root as you can. So it is a tap root system. So usually that they will be down deep and big and they kind of spread out as well. So go down as far as you can to pull it up. It is best when it is toasted. So you can technically make a tea or coffee with it raw. However, it is pretty bitter. The whole plant is pretty bitter, actually. So if you toast it, it makes this really nice flavor. It's like a roasted, I don't know, people say it kind of tastes like coffee, but I feel like it tastes, I don't know, like caramelly, I guess, maybe. Just, I don't know. It just has its own unique flavor. And I really do like it. And you can toast it in a wild variety of different ways, whether you wanted to do it in the oven or in the air fryer or probably could even do it right there on the stove as well. So I usually just put it in the air fryer, or I've dehydrated it before as well, not to use in that way as far as to use it as a coffee, but I have used it like in small chunks to put into like herbal teas. And so it's a different flavor. I definitely would recommend you roasting it though, like definitely roast it. It also stimulates insulin production. It's good for arthritic issues, and it treats eczema. It can also help with constipation. So yeah, it could definitely help with a lot of different ways. And then the leaves. Let's talk about the leaves. So you're seeing a lot more, especially in health food stores, dandelion leaves for sale. And they sell them pretty expensive. I'm like, wow, I can just go into my backyard and grab those. Like, wow, that's expensive. And it's definitely kind of, it's still bitter. So I show you guys a recipe that I use on my YouTube channel on how I do it. But I kind of treat it like kale, because kale has that bitterness. And so I like to massage it and to use a oil and a juice, like a lemon juice, usually fresh squeezed lemon is definitely way better than lemon juice, and some sea salt, and kind of massage it like I would like a massage kale salad. And it kind of helps break off some of that bitterness. But you can use it as a salad. You can put it in like a spinach. Like if you were going to cook it up, you could do a spinach. I put them in my eggs all the time, and in my quiches. I just chop them up and put them in my quiches. Kind of like you would do like a spinach. It's fantastic. They're really good. If you're not used to bitter food, you might have a little bit more difficulty enjoying it, but bitter food is so, so important for you. And my doctor, I see a functional doctor, and he actually was like, you need to increase your bitters. So I was like, okay, I need to be better at increasing my bitters. So let's talk about the leaves and the roots both have a lot of vitamins. So they have the potassium, phosphorus, A, B, C, and D vitamins. It has iron. It also has a lot of lechen in it. So it also is really good to like detox. So this is often used, like you see in detox, like detox yourself with dandelions. And so it definitely helps grab stuff and push it out. It also has a lot of calcium. So women who have like osteoporosis. I say this all the time. Anyway, the bone, when you have like less calcium in your bones, it's good for that as well. And osteoporosis. Oh my goodness, guys. That is a dyslexic moment if I've ever seen one. But when women go through menopause, we tend to not have as much calcium. And so we need to be sure that we're putting calcium in our bodies. And if you don't drink milk, which milk is not even a very good calcium food, but it's been pushed in our society so much that people think that if you don't drink milk, then you don't have any calcium in your body. But there's a lot of ways to get calcium, and dark leafy greens is definitely one of them, and broccoli. So yeah, it has lots of minerals in it. It's one of the highest, I believe it's one of the highest natural occurring boron and silicon. So this does a really good for your bones. And it also really good for Alzheimer's. They've had some studies that show it's good for Alzheimer's based on lechen and choline, I think it's how you, choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E. So it does help with your memory. And of course, like I said, it's a diuretic, and it's been used to flush out your kidneys and your bladder, and help the organs of variety of issues and diseases. And it has also been used for like pneumonia and bronchitis and like upper respiratory types of issues. It's thought that it like basically helps eliminate that, like kind of like the diuretic part of it that helps bring it down.
And of course, like I said, because it does like detox and it helps empty everything out, women use it to reduce their estrogen in their body. So if you have high estrogen or you're estrogen dominant, then that can help reduce the extra estrogen in your body. So lots and lots of ways to use that. And I would like to say that the flower is pretty good. I think this is probably one of the one ways that a lot of people recognize the flowers, because you have the flower can be used for like dandelion flower wines and jellies and jams and different things like that. You can take the yellow part and sprinkle it all over your food. This is definitely the probably the most flavorful part. It's like it's definitely mild and it has just a nice flavor to it. It's not like that bitterness that you're going to get the rest of the part, the rest of the flower or the plant. And I have, again, on my YouTube channel, I'm going to be sure that I link it down in the notes. I show you how I use it for a lot of different things. I make a honey and a vinegar. No, I don't think I make a vinegar. I don't really remember. I know I made a honey and tea out of it. So be sure to check that out. And if you're going to forage, if you haven't started foraging yet and you're like, I don't know where to go, I don't know where to start, I'm overwhelmed, I say start with something that's simple that you know. Like, I feel like dandelion is perfect for that because it is all usable and because it is something that, like I said, everybody knows. Like, so if you forget, like I know with dyslexia, I sometimes forget, like, okay, is that this flower, is that this flower? Like, which one is this? Like, help me. I got to remember, right? Because we have that memory problem. So the more that you use it, the more you touch it, the more you make it, the more you realize what it is. So now I'm able to, I know exactly what a dandelion is, but you know, a lot of other times when we're foraging, I definitely know quickly because I work on it. And that's what we have to do with dyslexia, is you just have to work on it and practice and practice, get your hands in there and just go after it. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this information about dandelion and foraging, and I hope that you continue to look after the other episodes that I have, that I will start talking more about foraging since the summer's here, spring and summer and fall. I'm super excited. I love to forage. And be sure that you subscribe and like my podcast and my YouTube channel. I greatly appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you guys next time. Goodbye.